Worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling employees today he'll resign at the start of the new Trump administration. Wray was appointed by then-President Trump, but was criticized later for leading the January 6th investigation and Mar-a-Lago documents case against Trump. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Trump vowed to fire Wray and already chose Kash Patel as his FBI Director nominee.
The country is currently under all kinds of threats that the FBI is running down and tracking, and it's clear that he wants to have as much of a continuity as possible. But I think the key here is how long would it take to get a new FBI director confirmed, given the fact that the country is facing these unprecedented threats.
President-elect Trump's pick for border czar Tom Homan says the mass deportations under the new administration will begin in the city of Chicago. In Southern California, fierce Santa Ana winds expected to ease, giving fire crews a chance to get a handle on that wildfire in Malibu. This is ABC News. President Biden hosting a White House conference on women's health research.
President Biden said today at this first ever women's health event that for too long, women have been underrepresented when it comes to health research. He also got in a jab at Republicans.
Because the fact is, the health of our moms and grandmothers, sisters and daughters, friends and colleagues affects not just women's well-being, but the prosperity of the entire nation. And that's a fact. We haven't gotten that through to the other team yet.
The president said his administration has secured $1 billion in funding for women's health research. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President-elect Donald Trump expected to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange on Thursday. Another reason to get moving, a study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine finding that people over the age of 50 who engaged in just 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise saw an improvement in their memory and that those improvements stretched into the next day. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hard to believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off the best beauty gifts, just like friends and family can. That's 15% off designer fragrance gift sets, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week. It's just what you've been waiting for. And it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Exclusions apply.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. But we shoot up to 20 by Friday with a mostly sunny sky. We cruise up into the 30s this weekend with snow developing Friday night into Saturday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 10 above.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Ryan Borgwart, the 45-year-old Wisconsin man investigators say faked his own death in a Green Lake County lake and traveled to another country, made an initial court appearance on Wednesday. He's charged with misdemeanor obstruction and a $500 signature bond was set. One person is dead following a Tuesday night shooting involving Oshkosh police officers. A release from the State Department of Justice says officers found a stabbing victim outside a home, entered the residence to find someone armed with a bladed weapon. After failing to follow orders to drop it, an officer shot that person who later died at a hospital. The three men charged in a scheme to forward an alternate slate of Republican electors following Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election are due in Dane County Court on Thursday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life-altering viruses lurk all around us. While they can't be avoided, they can be defeated by safe, effective vaccines. These vaccines undergo rigorous clinical trials before the FDA carefully reviews every piece of data to make sure the vaccine is safe and effective, eventually sending it to the CDC to recommend when your child should get its protection. Visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccinefacts to learn more.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A Western Wisconsin man has been charged with his 12th OWI. Officers in Altoona say they pulled over 63-year-old Mitchell Bundy on Highway 12 for going 58 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Officers said they noticed the suspect's eyes were bloodshot and he smelled like alcohol. Bundy had already been convicted of 11 OWIs in three different states. He could face 15 years in prison and a $50,000 fine if he's convicted of another. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative says it's looking to see if it makes sense to reopen St. Joe's Hospital. Co-op manager Dr. Eric Dixon said it will be 2 to 3 years before the co-op can build a new hospital in Lake Halley. He says there is a need to help people now, and reopening St. Joe's could fill that need. Dixon says the co-op will spend the next month studying the plan to reopen St. Joe's. If it's a go, St. Joe's could be open for patients as early as next fall. Pleas were entered for a former police officer accused of soliciting nude images from a child. 27-year-old Peter Schneider of Sparta entered no contest pleas for two counts of disorderly conduct in Monroe County Circuit Court. He was fined $100 for each count. The court then agreed to a 12-month diversion agreement on one count of attempted sexual assault of a child by a person who volunteers with children. The Minnesota Department of Corrections is looking into the death of an inmate in a prison facility in Stillwater. Prison staff discovered David Ojeda unresponsive December 1st. Life-saving procedures were applied by first responders, but he passed away. Ojeda was sentenced in February after being found guilty of criminal sexual conduct with a child younger than 16. He was serving a 25-year sentence. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on using ARPA funds for the creation of an employee assistance program, a grant assumption agreement between the City of Durand and the Durand, Arkansas School District, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. A challenge to a Wisconsin school district policy on transgender and gay students has been rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Parents in Eau Claire objected to a new school policy allowing students to discuss and change their gender identity with teachers and staff without involving parents. District officials institute the policy to help students discuss their worries about their identity without outing them to their parents or guardians. Parents claim the policy violated their religious freedoms and parental rights, but multiple courts, including a federal appellate court, all rejected the complaints because no parent could prove any district harm caused by the policy. Once again, it was a false alarm, Chippewa Falls Police and the city school district said. Monday's threat to the high school turned out to be a false threat. In fact, the school says it was part of a wave of false threats throughout Wisconsin. Police rushed to the school after receiving the bomb threat Monday, and officers searched the school. Chippewa Falls Police say they take all threats to local schools very seriously. UCARE has closed its Minneapolis and Duluth offices this week following what officials call a concerning comment in a phone call to the healthcare company. The phone call came a few days after the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. UCARE and other health plan companies are taking extra precautions to protect employees as a result of Thompson's death. Last Friday, another Minnesota-based health plan, Medica, announced it would close its office for a week, also as a precaution. Wisconsin will move ahead with deer management changes. The Department of Natural Resources Monday said it's looking for feedback on its plan to shift the boundaries for some hunting zones in the state. The DNR says the idea is to return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and adjust a portion of the Central Forest Deer Management Zone boundary and select metropolitan subunit boundaries. There's a public meeting on the proposal set for early next month. That meeting will be online. Visit the Wisconsin DNR website for more information. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Minnesota's Judy Garland Museum isn't getting back a pair of ruby slippers stolen from the venue in 2005. The slippers used in The Wizard of Oz were sold at auction for $28 million over the weekend. Officials from the Grand Rapids Museum couldn't afford to buy the shoes, but came home from the Texas auction with an unexpected prize. A painting by Minnesota artist Bill Mack was up for auction, and the museum paid $20,000 for it. The painting of the Wicked Witch reaching for Dorothy's ruby slippers is painted on metal taken from the original Hollywood sign. The museum hopes to have Mack join them for an event when the painting eventually goes on display. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food!
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
When suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Bowman pontificates on playoff performance. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcasts.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
In the whole pack, steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Alex Bowman secured his spot in the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs by winning the Chicago Street Race. Then the Hendrick Motorsports 48 team suffered a penalty at the Charlotte Roval, not meeting post-race weight. The 31-year-old from Arizona recently reflected on his playoff performance and the error that caused his departure.
I obviously wish we would have won some races through that stretch, but I feel like we operated at a really high level. Obviously had a really small, simple mistake cost us greatly, but that's how racing goes sometimes. So, you know, I feel like we all did a good job and worked really hard and really need to carry that as a baseline into 2025.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The Spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
Shop limited-time deals on last-minute gifts now at Lowe's. Save $50 on a Werner 6-foot aluminum stepladder. Was $89, now just $39. Plus, get your choice of select Craftsman V20 tools for only $39. And save time and money with free shipping on orders of $45 or more. Because Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Packers return to the practice field today, starting preparations for Sunday's matchup against Seattle. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Green Bay's divisional title hopes are all but eliminated after their loss to the Lions. Instead, they'll be looking to, at the very least, hang on to the sixth seed in the NFC playoff picture. NFL will play a regular season game in Berlin for the first time next season. The league announcing today that the game will be played at the Olympic Stadium, making it the fifth regular season game to be played in Germany. NFL has played games in Munich and Frankfurt since the 2022 season. NBA tonight, the Knicks meet the Atlanta Hawks in an NBA Cup quarterfinal. The winner will get the Bucks in the semifinals on Saturday in Las Vegas. Bucks beat Orlando last night, 114-109. College basketball, Milwaukee and Green Bay meet in the I-43 rivalry series, hooking up in Horizon League action tonight in Green Bay. Panthers looking to get off to a 2-0 start in league play. The Phoenix trying to avoid an 0-3 start. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Weekend action from the hardwood, plus hoops games to look forward to this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
Basketball action is in full swing as we move into the second week of December, and there were plenty of highlights last week. The Kaukauna boys team finally got its season off and running on Friday, jumping right into conference play against a strong Oshkosh North squad. Trailing by 9 at halftime, the Ghosts roared back to claim an 81-80 victory as junior Andrew Jensen scored off an out-of-bounds play at the buzzer. The 6'9 junior, an emerging college prospect with offers from Illinois and Marquette, amongst others, had 24 points and 11 rebounds in the win, overcoming a 40-point effort from Oshkosh North's Zay Mitchell. Mount Horeb's Josh Manchester became the school's all-time leading scorer just three games into his junior season, pouring in 37 points in a victory over Baraboo on Saturday. In Tuesday boys hoops action, Beaver Dam will travel to Fort Atkinson in a top 10 showdown in the Badger Large Conference. A couple favorites in the Greater Metro Conference will meet up as D1 ninth-ranked Germantown hosts D2 top-ranked Wauwatosa West. In girls basketball news last week, Lakeland's Christina Wiemet became the school's all-time leading scorer with a 45-point performance in a dominating win over Medford. The UW Green Bay recruit and three-time first-team All-State selection has exactly 1,900 points in her career so far. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. We've got kind of a nifty milestone here today regarding an important sport fish on the largest freshwater lake in the world. I'm talking lake trout, and I'm talking Lake Superior. I'll tell you more about this landmark turning point that fisheries managers recently declared when we return. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Following decades of rehabilitation efforts by multiple jurisdictions, native lake trout populations have been fully restored in Lake Superior. That's the message the Great Lakes Fishery Commission's Lake Superior Committee announced last month on November 20th in marking this major milestone in fisheries management and conservation. In the mid-1900s, lake trout populations declined to extremely low levels in Lake Superior thanks to overfishing and the devastation wrought by the non-native predatory sea lampreys. Through the 1954 Convention on Great Lakes Fisheries, Canada and the United States formed the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission. It was tasked with controlling sea lampreys, managing fisheries, and restoring lake trout populations across the Great Lakes. It's taken 7 decades, but it's worked. The commission estimates that the naturally reproducing population of lakers in Superior today is higher than it was prior to the sea lamprey invasion in 1938. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain, and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's hard-hitting football, and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. But we shoot up to 20 by Friday with a mostly sunny sky. We cruise up into the 30s this weekend with snow developing Friday night into Saturday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 10 above.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and we are broadcasting at the Nebraska Farm Expo, which is underway in Lincoln. And thanks to the folks at Growth Technologies for the booth space today to do our markets throughout the trading session. And speaking of the trading session, man, I tell you, we look at these markets and still decent numbers as we break down what we're seeing on the screen with some really higher numbers in all the complexes. The nearby March, as we know, ended up finishing down 3/4, but still not bad. And on a livestock perspective, that live cattle is still continuing to be hot. But we're going to break down what we're seeing within the market trade today. Of course, joining and actually sitting right next to me is Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. You guys have a booth here as well at the farm show through tomorrow. So thanks for actually coming in to do the show next to me versus via on the phone.
Yeah, this actually works out really well, and it's always fun to come live from the show. It's been a great show so far. We always love having a chance to talk to farmers. You know, we've got some of the world's best here, and just getting a chance to hear what they're thinking and share some of our thoughts is always great.
I'm sure they're asking, what's going on with this corn and soybean market? What are you thinking as you look at the numbers in the trade right now?
Yeah, today's action was interesting. You know, we came in today, had the crop report out yesterday, and we always look at it with a little bit of sense of caution to see whether we get some continued follow-through. And overall, really, the market's traded pretty well today. I know we ended up having just a slightly lower close on March corn, down 0.75 cents. We were still higher on the soybean side. But the positive part on the corn was that it did spend most of the day on the positive side. Now, a few things we kind of got to think about is that, one, funds are still long on the corn side, and they've been continuing to add to that long position. They're still short over there on the soybean side, so they're continuing to buy back some of those positions. But one of the things that we're watching very closely is that, you know, the demand side numbers, you know, were really good. And we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. And that came out of the WASDE report yesterday. But overall, as we go forward, you know, we're going to need to continue to see some positive information to keep this market going. So, you know, we'll keep a close eye on it, Susan.
Even though that nearby was down 3/4, they shouldn't focus on the negativity of what we're seeing today.
No, they shouldn't. But there is a couple things about that. We did bump up some pretty strong resistance. We came right up against that 200-day moving average. And we'll get into kind of the importance of that in a little bit.
So was it justified? in the adjustments we saw in the corn demand?
Yeah, actually, I think it was. You know, it was interesting. Before the report came out, we were sitting there just kind of talking about what to expect in the report. And we were saying, you know, if we'd see a 200 million bushel adjustment higher on the corn demand, you know, that'd be really strong for the corn market. But we go, nah, the chances of that be very slim. So as we dig into those numbers, they increased ethanol production, corn for ethanol, 50 million bushels. That was really warranted. If you dig into the numbers and actually look at our weekly basis, you know, USDA prior to the report yesterday said we were going to be down about 0.4% from last year. We're running over 4% higher. So one could have said there was actually room on the ethanol side to increase it as much as 200 million bushels. But they brought it up 50, but as you dig into that, I don't think, I think down the road we'll have to see probably some additional increases there. Over on the demand side as it related to exports, you know, that was very strong. To bring it up 150 million bushels was very good. And as you dig into those numbers, our current pace, we're probably up on exports sales and exports inspections. We're probably 30, 35% higher than what we would have been last year at this time. We come back and look at that. It's way more than what USDA says that we're going to be up. But as you dig into their numbers, we will not be that much different. So what that suggests right now, you know, is that maybe we come in about 10% higher or so. So, yeah, I think the demand side is justified.
What about for soybeans?
Yeah, on the soybean side, you know, it was exactly what the trade was expecting. But there's a couple things on that market that I guess I was thinking that we, USDA, had the ability to make the adjustment of. And what that was is on the crush. They had lowered in previous reports, they had lowered the crush numbers. Now, what we know on the crush side is that they continue to see getting more plants that have came online, getting up to speed. You know, Norfolk Crush was one of those. And as a result of that, we thought there was room to actually increase the crush side. Maybe not a lot, maybe 40, you know, 50 million bushels additional crush, which would have been that much more demand, which would have caused us to go ahead and back down on what our in the stocks on bean was, as opposed to keeping them unchanged. But that's the only thing we've seen. The export numbers on soybeans, at the pace we're going on, it would suggest that we could have increased those numbers also. But I completely understand why they didn't do that. So many questions out there on, as we get closer to South American production and as they start harvesting, will we end up actually seeing some of those sales that are on the books actually get canceled, and the unknowns on the tariff side. So I can see why they just kind of sat tight.
So before we jump to the technicals of everything, I got to ask you this then. Was there a lot of front loading? Is that what we saw with Mexico? Is that what we saw with China as we get ready for inauguration here in a few short weeks?
Yeah, I think there is front loading. The big question is that who's front loading? You know, anytime we see any type of unknown sales, that when they show up on the soybean side, it's always considered to be showing up for China. Over on the corn side, a lot of times the unknown could be China. Now, a lot of people in the trade that are very closely connected to the commercial trade, you know, on the actually export side are saying it's not China. I still think once we get out there, we might find that it is China just because the amount of bushels that we've talked about. I don't think Mexico would have came in and went under the unknown category. Normally, when they come in, they're normally always going ahead and being named.
Well, let's look. We got a little bit here before we head to commercial break. Let's start with the technicals on the corn.
Yeah, on the technical side, we're watching very, very closely. You know, we've talked a lot in previous shows about the importance of moving through that 100-day moving average. And, you know, we got above that 100-day, and actually today we bumped right up against the 200-day moving average. 200-day moving average was sitting right at 451.5. Market traded up to 451.25 today. The importance of that 200-day moving average is that on the bottom side of that, going to be a lot of sell pressure. But if we have a chance, we back off here, we bounce back higher and break it, I think there'll be some purchases on the other side.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll talk a little bit more about what we're seeing from the corn and the soybean market going higher. Kind of get Jeff's really kind of takeaway and thought. We are, of course, broadcasting the Nebraska Farm Expo, which is underway in Lincoln. It's another edition of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Yep. Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and that Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners joins us here. We're at the Nebraska Farm Expo, and I really appreciate you stepping away from your booth to come down here to do the program with us. So let's talk about corn and soybeans and kind of give me your takeaway thoughts. Can they and will they keep going higher like they've been?
Yeah, so digging into that, starting first on the corn side, before we went to this session here, we talked a little bit about the technical side. You know, from a technical perspective, we're coming up into some resistance. We've actually also, from the fundamental side, supply and demand side, we gave this market a nice boost because we increased the demand numbers, brought our in-stock numbers down. Anytime we do that, you know, we think about that stocks-to-use ratio or amount of ending stocks divided by what our total demand is. So that stocks-to-use percentage went lower. Stocks to use percentage comes lower, then looks like we should be able to go ahead and move this market higher. However, this market's had a nice run, and in order for us to continue going forward, we have to continue giving it additional supportive news. So if you sit back and think about that, what would be very natural in the corn market at this point? Well, it would be very natural if we get into the January report to see a smaller yield. And I do think we will see a smaller yield in the January report. The challenge is between now and then, we got to go, what else could we give it in that shorter term? And really probably the easiest thing that we could physically give it would be to actually see some weather problems happen in South America. The weather problems in South America probably aren't as big a deal for the corn side as it is over on the soybean side, but it still does matter because what we have to think about is the fact that we've got that first crop corn crop is pretty well planted in South America. That crop makes up probably this year about 23, 24% of their total production. That corn crop down in Brazil, that will be used domestically. So if they would have some crop problems, then what would that would mean is that that safrinha crop, which won't get planted until after they harvest those soybeans, you know, some of that first corn might go in and go in January and then into February, but you look at that crop, some of that safrinha crop might have to come back around if there's weather problems on the first crop. So weather is an additional thing that we really need to see there. Now, switching over, Susan, on you on the bean side, you know, just to kind of think about that market, the easiest thing to keep this market going higher would be to have some dry conditions show up in South America. Because from a technical perspective, if we look at it, beans are just kind of continually, gradually working their way higher. The thing I would say about the bean crop is that we've got so much negative information that we've put on that. The market is really figuring at this point that we're going to have ideal weather conditions. And what can change? Well, it could stay ideal, but it also could cause and see some dryness coming in. Where could that dryness come up? Well, while we're sitting in the La Nina situation, that dryness could show up in the southern part of Brazil, also could show up down in parts of Argentina. So keep in mind at this point with Argentina right now is probably 46, 47% planted on corn, similar amount on the soybean side. So it can, you know, it's an important time down there. The other thing that's factored in, we've talked about this so many times on the bean side, we factored in the fact that there's tariffs in place or the talk of tariffs in, that will come into place. I think the market's actually reading too much into that. I really think at the end of the day, the new administration is going to want to see change. It just so happens that the tariffs are physically being laid out there as a technique. So I think the market knows that. It knows that we've physically got, you know, really good conditions. So I think if we could have just a little bit of change on weather, that could really help us, Susan.
And of course, that's all a lot of what ifs that kind of hang out there literally in the clouds at this point.
Oh, it definitely is. You're exactly right.
So then it brings up, and I know that we have talked about this numerous times, but we are sitting, it is the 11th of December. Guys, if they didn't get their anhydrous in, now that we've gotten that cold snap, and I know there was a lot of concern, I said anhydrous, but nitrogen, there's a lot of concerns that fall field work didn't get done in a timely fashion because of the weather. Does that cause any concerns? What do we retweak our marketing thoughts? I mean, where do we go from here?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. I mean, naturally, what we're hearing, a lot of things and being discussed here at the show, a lot of talk about corn versus bean acres. You know, in the numbers that would have came out from the baseline numbers back first part of November, it would suggest that there'd be a couple million more acres of corn. And where would those acres come from? It would come from reduction on the bean side. Now, if we get a big bean crop coming out of South America, and we have the bushels that we have here in the U.S. on the beans, we can probably give up a couple million acres. But if for some reason it would be more than 2 million, maybe closer to 3 million, then, you know, soybeans are going to have to do a little bit of a fight to keep enough acres to make sure the stocks don't get too tight. But then you come back around, and as you look at things overall from the marketing side, I think based off the move we've had, especially on the corn side, I think it gets into an area where if you're going to move anything for bushels in January, February, you probably need to look at getting some basis lock. I think also with the move we've had, I think we need to look at selling some corn here on the old crop side. I wouldn't look at selling any new crop yet. And then over on the soybean side at this point, we're willing to just give that market just a little bit more time. We're getting ready to make some sales, but we're just not quite ready yet, Susan.
So first and foremost, just have that marketing plan in place and talk to somebody who can help you work through the process.
Oh, you're exactly right.
Best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And that's been the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See what's coming up for auction at steffesgroup.com. Back in 2016, the EPA lowered the approved concentration level of atrazine in the environment to 3.7 micrograms per liter, a level farm groups argued was too low for the chemical to be effective. Now the agency says it's time to make changes, and I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. Yes, the Biden administration recently proposed a rule that would increase the approved application rate of atrazine, a widely used herbicide for controlling weeds in corn, sorghum, and other crops. Atrazine has long been a tool for farmers, but its use has been controversial due to its potential environmental impact. Atrazine has been a cornerstone of weed management for decades. Its ability to control difficult weeds makes it valuable for farmers managing resistance issues. The proposed rule would allow farmers to apply higher rates, which reverses reductions made during the Trump administration after concerns were raised about atrazine's impact on aquatic ecosystems, particularly small streams and rivers. The EPA cites advancements in scientific understanding and updated risk assessments as the basis for this change in proposals. Officials argue that the increased rate is necessary to ensure effective weed control, especially as herbicide resistance grows across the country. Commodity groups such as the National Corn Growers Association welcomed the proposal. They argue that it reflects a balanced approach, providing farmers with the tools they need while managing for environmental risks. A spokesperson for the association said, quote, atrazine remains one of the most thoroughly studied herbicides, and this change would give farmers more flexibility to tackle yield-robbing weeds effectively. However, the proposal has drawn sharp criticism from environmental groups and some public health advocates. They point to studies linking atrazine to harm in aquatic ecosystems and potential risks to human health. Lorianne Bird, environmental health director at the Center for Biological Diversity, warned, quote, allowing increased atrazine use is a direct threat to our waterways and drinking water supplies. This proposal prioritizes agribusiness profits over public health and environmental safety. I'll be back with more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
While farmers may soon be allowed to use a higher concentration of atrazine, the coming EPA proposal is also likely to contain additional mandatory measures for farmers and watersheds with high concentrations of the chemical. Measures like grass buffer strips or conservation tillage designed to reduce runoff concerns could be required. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See the farm and construction auction listings at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. But we shoot up to 20 by Friday with a mostly sunny sky. We cruise up into the 30s this weekend with snow developing Friday night into Saturday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com.
Currently, we're at 8.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yard. If you look
tight, hair and wine spinning again. I like a strong shot of whiskey, the way a Marlboro hits me, some broken in cowboy boots. But I'm in
locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got, it must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
I work, 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 day after day. 50-hour week, 40-hour pay. I don't time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. All my life has been this way. $1 short and one day late. One rung lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. If I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Lord, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway?
Get along, along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat, drink a beer, sing a song.
make a friend, can't we all get along? Die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know.